Lesson 2. Jesus who gives life through the church. The church is a community of people who believe in Jesus and obey his words. Jesus lives in the church and works through the church to make all men share divine life. We can't compare the church to a human body and its organs. Saint Paul the Apostle says, "Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it." From the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 27. United with the head, different organs in a human body fulfill their duties. All the organs perform their duties well and thus work for the growth of the body. Each organ acts according to the instructions of the head. These organs contribute to the proper functioning and growth of the body, doing various tasks. Jesus is the head of the body, the church. From the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 22 to 23. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 12. The members of the church, the body of Christ, are like the organs of the body. Just as the duties of eyes, ears, hands, and legs in a body are different, the mission of the members of the church is also different. Each one's mission becomes meaningful when we remain united with Jesus, the head of the church, and work in cooperation with other members. Then the body of the church grows. We need divine life to live united with Jesus, fulfilling our mission and growing in fellowship and unity with our brethren. Jesus instituted the sacraments to impart this divine life. Jesus gives us his own divine life through the sacraments. Thus, he sanctifies, empowers, and builds the church constantly. It is through the Christ that Jesus gives divine life to the world. Today, Jesus gives this life through the church. Each one of us is a living member of the church, the body of Christ. We who receive divine life through sacraments have certain missions to fulfill. Let us be united with Jesus and fulfill our duties and responsibilities. Then the life of Jesus will flow into us and through us to others. Let us pray. Jesus, you have made us children of God and members of the church. Give us the goodwill to think with the church and to participate in her activities. A word of God to remember. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 27. Let us read the word of God with devotion. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 12 to 27. Activity. Match the following. Eyes, ears, lips, Christ, sacraments. Head of the church, see, divine life, speak, hear. My decision. I will regularly participate in the catechism classes.